Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline is our TSN hockey analyst, Ray Ferraro. What's up, Ray?
Watching the Red Sox.
How's that going for you?
2-1 Boston. It's a lock.
Oh, you think so? Have you seen that bullpen outside of Kimbrel?
Have you seen Kimbrel?
He bothers me more than any pitcher.
That windup?
Why? His setup and his wind. It's
the scarecrow.
Yeah, the
right?
Scarecrow, the one-armed scarecrow. I guess it's
a
two-armed scarecrow.
I think he looks like a predator.
I hate it. It looks so stupid. Like, fix your mechanics, Kimbrel.
So would you like one of those guys that stands out there, like a lot of the Blue Jays bullpen that really has a nice motion, but what they really are good at is turning their heads around and watching the ball fly?
Yes. Give me the Kimbrel stuff with the Josh Towers technique.
It's a beautiful technique. However, the ball goes a long way.
Yes. Yeah. Now, that's an old reference, and you'd have to find Towers, I contend, the worst pitcher in Blue Jay history.
Really?
Yes.
Come on.
Oh, you
got to
go find this guy's numbers. It was a batting machine. You might as well have put a batting machine out there.
He would
have
had, was he a tall dude?
Relatively tall. But
Josh
smooth.
Towers?
Yeah, it was smooth, and it was a smooth windup, and the guy, he looked like it was like a Hollywood pitcher. It was
really like Costner.
It was Costner. It was Rookie of the Year type stuff. Like it was Disney, but he'd just get rocked. So yeah, I guess so. I guess I'm envious of the fact that the Sox are still playing.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I do know this, that there's when they're in this series, there's never a time that I'm watching and go, oh yeah, this is pretty comfortable. Things will be fine here. Like, there's too many good players there. It's a fun series to watch. And like I've told you before, it's the only team I really cheer for, like, in any sport. So it's kind of fun to get into it.
Yeah, I hear you. Leaf fans are having a lot of fun right now, too. And we were just talking about the lip service that the Maple Leafs and Babcock have to pay to some of the negative side of things. You know, they've got to talk about improving their defensive play. And, you know, we can't take those penalties. Is that just naturally triggered when you're 6-1? Like, you know, you've got to play the hockey guy role and be like, well, yeah, it's all good, but don't forget about this area.
Well, I think more than anything, it's like, what else are you going to say? You're not going to go out there and be like, yeah, we've been steamrolling everybody, and like, you know, we feel like we're going to win most nights. Like, you're not going to go ahead and say that. And so there is plenty of talk to talk about the way they play when they don't have, or when they're in their zone, because it's not very good. But, man, they win every night. I mean, I don't really know what else they're going to say.
Yeah, that's the one thing you can focus on it, and I think Mike Babcock's going to continue to hammer home. Like, you know, they're 6-1. There's always room to improve. And you've got a full season to improve on it. And I think the million-dollar question is, if given the growth of some of the players, especially on the back end, and I'll circle a guy like Dermott. You know, that's a guy I think they're really counting on to push through. Does he push Hainsey farther down in the lineup? Like, I think they're really closely monitoring if they like that group and just want them to grow. Or are they going to have to tinker a little bit because maybe somebody doesn't reach the level they're expecting? Even Odogunov, you know.
I thought he was good last night.
Yeah, he's a solid player.
Yeah. But Noodles, like, I think it's like, isn't it relatively fair to say that if Ron Hainsey's playing against the other team's best lines at age 37, and the way
happening.
That they're not going, they're not a good enough team.
No,
like they've got to find. Whether it is Dermott, whether it is an outside guy, whatever it is, like that's the wrong spot for him. He's doing what he can, but the guys are too quick, and that's just the way it is. And so they can massage that around as much as they want, but it's just not, that's not a number one pair.
Ray, what do you think the sample size is for a guy like Kapanen, who you don't want to go crazy here, but he's played very well. He's gotten the opportunity. He's a guy that's been sitting and waiting and watching guys get their tires pumped, like Mitch Marner and Nylander and Matthews. He's playing with Matthews now. How long do you got to see him before you think, okay, William Nylander, maybe you're expendable right now?
Oh, I don't think that would be before December. You know, I mean, like, anybody can have a good couple of months, and it's certainly helpful that you're playing with who you're playing with. Mm-hmm. But I'm with you. He's been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's been terrific. And, you know, when I'm watching, I'm like, so say they sign Nylander tomorrow. Like, he's not starting on Matthews' right wing. Like, why would you tinker with that?
Yeah. Well, don't you also think, Ray, like, you think of duplicates and triplets. It's like another right-handed skill shot. Like, maybe you need a different element to add to this group for them to move forward. Because they have that right-handed skill shot. An abundance of it.
But they're, if I look at that, say Nylander does get signed and comes back, or when he does, and they drop, say they drop Nylander to play with Kadri to get going. Well, like, you know, as he gets going and gets back in shape and all that, well, that makes a third line, which is not very inspiring, a hell of a lot better. And so there, I don't think you can have too much. I'm with you. It would be nice to have some bigger guys, and whether Babcock says it in passing or not, you know he wants a bigger team. There's no question. He would like some bigger forwards. And they don't have them. So they get into a series, and is that enough? I don't know. I mean, that's why it's so interesting between a regular season success and a postseason one. That sometimes it's just, you know, it's a different series. Like a little, like a rat like Marchand, he's successful wherever he plays because he never takes a backward step. Like, I love the way that he just never takes a backward step. And he's a rat. He drives everybody wild. But Toronto doesn't have very many guys. Well, very many. They don't have any. The only guy they have even close to the same demeanor is Kadri. Maybe Hyman.
Yeah, Hyman can do that. Not to the same skill level, though.
No, but there's nothing. You know, so I hear you. Like, maybe there is a point that they want a bigger forward, but if there was ever a time that they were going to move on from Nylander, doesn't it make sense that it would be for a defenseman rather than another forward?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, I look at Kapanen, the probably the biggest value that he brings to the team is that he's cheap. You know, yeah. He's an RFA after this season, but people are already running wild with what he's going to get and all that, which is crazy.
And next year,
yeah, which is ridiculous.
A couple games in, this is guys have two great weeks in the league. You can't just sign him to a 6-year extension,
no.
Like, and he's playing with a guy who's possessed right now. Like, Ray and O could go on, they could flank Austin Matthews and put up points right now.
I would get my stick on the ice and stay the hell out of the way, just in case he decided to throw it over.
And that's no slight on Kasperi Kapanen. No. He's skating well, playing well.
I would do the same, but I'd be farther away from the net than you were.
just to stand there with your one tee loaded up. That's ready to go. I can't even imagine, like, people are talking about, oh, you know what, you know, as you mentioned, what's he worth? What's it going to be? And I there's not even a thought of that. Right now, it's like, get the next week, and hopefully you're playing the same way, because the sample size is minute. I mean, look who Toronto's played. It's not like they've played a murderer's row of teams. And he's done well, and you can only play who's playing against you. But,
right.
I mean, that's a long way from, or should be a long way from anybody's real thought.
Yeah. Well, it's not. Not in Toronto. I mean,
they're crazy. I mean, that's the last thing they're... by the way, if they think Nylander's a problem, and say Kapanen has a really good year and he decides that he wants blah, blah money, good luck. Well, then you'll have the same story next year. Where's he going? He's an RFA.
He's not going anywhere. Right. Not going anywhere. I mean, it's as much as it's aggravating and annoying, you know, when it comes to the contract talk, it's a lot like what LeBron did in the NBA last year. You know, I'm sure people in Cleveland hated it, but I'm sure it came up all the time. Where is he going? What's he going to do? Where is he going to sign?
Yeah.
It's the same thing here. You know, they're 6-1. They are a blast to watch play. And every day it's back to, well, what about this contract? And what about that contract? And it's probably not going to stop.
I thought last night the biggest positive was, you know, after getting, you know, after whiffing on the first shot, a 45-foot wrister that rang off the post, I thought Sparks was really good. I thought he played really good. He made a really nice save on Toffoli right before Marner scored. He made a couple of good saves when they took the back-to-back Marner penalties. I thought he looked a lot more settled in, and I thought that was a we talked about opportunity and building trust, and I thought he had a really good night.
Yeah, he did play pretty well last night. And
that's not the murderer's row over there either. When you watch them play,
no.
Oh my gosh!
Man,
I don't know what
they
look like if you're live in the building, but man, on TV they look slow.
Yeah. Well, we were saying that earlier. Like, I was shocked watching Kopitar play last night. He looked exhausted, like exhausted the whole night.
I got a feeling they went out Saturday night hard here. Like, that looked like, in watching that game, It looked like the two-day hangover. It looked like they've landed from Ottawa at 7:30 p.m. and had a team party.
Yeah.
Now, that's, the Leafs played great. Like, that's, they would have won regardless, but like, I just, it wouldn't shock me if that was...
Well, Doughty dropped that tidbit in the LeBron piece that his buddies from London were waiting for him in Toronto on Saturday.
I wonder how that went.
Yeah. Can only imagine what that night looked like.
It just, I mean,
it's
Saturday night
special.
Yeah. Saturday night in Toronto, and you don't play till Monday, and you
you're only here once a year.
Yeah, you're once a year. Like, it just, it, the legs look like Kopitar looked like he... He had a little bit of the, I don't know, even what's a good bar in Toronto right now? Like,
I don't know.
Cactus Club
flu. Yeah, the Cactus Club flu or something. Like, in that, again, the Leafs played well, but the L.A. didn't look very good.
No. Edmonton's in Winnipeg tonight. It's obviously McDavid is the face of Edmonton. He's the face of the league, but we're trying to determine who the face of Winnipeg was, and I'm glad this guy sent this text in because I forgot about this. Someone texting in saying it's actually McDavid versus Matthews tonight because the media was asking Winnipeg who's the better player, Matthews or McDavid. I guess someone actually asked Mark Scheifele, who do you think is the better player? I'm pretty sure he had a one-word answer.
No, he said, do you think Matthews is better than McDavid? And he said, no.
Okay, so that's what it was.
Yeah.
But this is why the Leafs are driving everybody insane. It's Edmonton, Winnipeg, and they're asked about Matthews and Maple
Leafs. They did that before. They would talk about Kadri. Now the team is good. Now they're more obnoxious.
Yeah, but this isn't the team, though. You can't blame the team or people in Toronto. Like, this is people in Winnipeg.
But that's why people, like, they would do that.
It's not like Paul Hendricks out there grilling people.
But I'm just saying, like, that was... team was no good, they were still talking about the Leafs. Now the team's good. Now they actually have a reason to talk about it.
Right.
Well, but just think of that when when people wonder why players get pissed off sometimes at the media. Why would Mark Scheifele want to get involved in a conversation about that? I don't care. No. Move on.
Ray, I tell these guys all the time about Justin Leonard. He shot 65 at the British Open and someone asked him about Tiger Woods after the round. He was like, get out of my face. I just shot 65 at an Open Championship, and you're asking me about Tiger Woods? No, thank you.
Yeah, not an interest level here. So, I don't know. When I'm listening, you know, you were talking about that, and I was like, why would anybody want to have that conversation with... I guess you can ask around. It's an interesting point, but on a game day, not that that matters, it's 10 in the morning, they don't care. They don't give a damn. Pick whoever you want. Scram. Beat it. Go eat lunch. Leave me alone.
Old Henny was on assignment.
I can't stop laughing at that.
It's Mark Masters standing there. Like, yeah. What do you think, Matthews or McDavid?
I'm almost shocked that we haven't done that yet.
Why TSN, are you giving it to Henny right now?
Well, because, you know, Henny works for MLSC, I guess. And Henny's one of the best guys in the world.
Yeah, we love
Henny. Oh, is he ever.
But awesome. I would love to see them send him out on... The Leafs send Henny out on assignment to other teams to ask about the Leafs.
Right out to San Jose. What do you think about Austin Matthews?
I love it.
What the power player? Interested in their power play?
I'd love it. I think this is a great idea. We should set, like, TSN,
send
it's
Cabby
an injustice.
Out. Send Cabby.
It's
out.
An injustice. If Cabby or Masters or someone should be going from Montreal all the way to Vancouver asking exclusively about the Maple Leafs.
No. You just go to different games and whoever has the best game, the first star, you go up to them and say, what do you think about Austin Matthews? Is he
first
better
question.
Than McDavid? And just get the reaction.
I think it'd be great content.
That's a Borat's. That's a Borat segment.
It's a Kenny Mayne segment where just screw with people.
I think it makes a lot of sense. I think they should be doing that. Anyway, Edmonton actually got a win over the weekend, which was big. And I guess the owner was there. Gretzky was in attendance.
Why are you shocked that they got a win?
What do you mean, why am I shocked that they got a win? I'm just saying that they won. They won the game.
No, you're like, Edmonton finally got a win. Like, you're so obnoxious to other teams.
I am obnoxious to other teams.
Because you act like every other team is junk compared to the Maple Leafs.
All right.
You know what could happen? Draisaitl could, like, join the season.
Exactly.
That's obnoxious, Ray. Don't say that. He's a very good player.
He's a terrific player, but if he joined the season, he would have a better chance to win a game.
Yeah, no kidding. He's getting paid $8.5 million.
Yeah, he's had a brutal start, and whatever else is going on or whatever else might go on, if he's not their second or third best player behind McDavid and Talbot, then they're going to have a long year. Like it's a pretty simple formula, I think.
Well, they haven't played any games.
Yeah.
McDavid's played three games.
Yeah, he hasn't broken a sweat yet.
Like I still think it's a travesty, this schedule. It stinks. The Leafs have played seven.
The growing the game thing is interesting. I get it and all that. But to send a team over there and then they camp out in Boston for 5 days, like, the Oilers have had no chance to have a good start. Although, Jersey came back and they just kicking the crap out of everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Jersey's
3-0, though. Like, they've played three games, too. Like, they're undefeated.
Well, yeah, but Edmonton's not. My point is, New Jersey had the same schedule, and they came back and they just pummeled Washington. And the Oilers have not been terrific. And whether it's three games or not, you know, their whole team is built under very tight circumstance of, you know, McDavid's got to be fabulous, Draisaitl's got to be terrific, and McDavid's been great, and Draisaitl hasn't. That's my only point. So whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. But that's not gonna get it done for them if Draisaitl's not a lot better.
Well, tonight is, this is as tough as it gets in Winnipeg.
And Winnipeg hasn't been that great yet.
They've just been average. Goals.
Yeah, they haven't scored a lot of goals.
Like, yeah.
They've only played 5 games, but they're 3-2. And you're right, they've scored 11, given up 11. Like, it's not the juggernaut that we saw last season. Now, teams are still waiting to get rolling. Like, Chicago hasn't lost in regulation. Like, there's some teams out there. Like, Montreal's looked good. Like, Ottawa's
Carolina's
looked good.
Carolina's the biggest surprise in the league.
Yeah, Carolina. Is that your biggest surprise in the league?
Well, Carolina? Based on history.
Praying that Scott Darling doesn't come back.
Carolina, Ottawa, and Montreal are the three biggest positive surprises. I didn't see that. Like, Max Lajoie, he's got 4 goals for crying out loud. He had one last year in a different league.
Yeah, he had one in 58 games in the minors, and he scored in game 52 in the minors.
Well, maybe he was just coming on.
I don't know. He's finally found his rhythm. had to get to the NHL to make sure he showed the world.
Exactly.
His true colors. Anyway, well, we'll see. A bunch of games tonight. Leafs don't play until Thursday with Pittsburgh in town, so by tomorrow, we'll have an update on Freddie.
I'll be there for that. So we'll babble some tomorrow. We'll cobble some together tomorrow.
All right. Go Astros.
Why you like that? You're right, Noodles. He is a bad human.
Yeah.
He
just, I don't like anything people outside of Toronto. That's the truth.
He just trolls. I love it.
That's
very,
my role.
Very positive. Very, very apparent.
Yes.
And I'm so disappointed, Hayes.
Well,
I'm sure you'll get over it.
You know I don't like the Red Sox. I mean, I'm not an Astros guy either, but you know Boston's not getting my pom-poms anytime soon.
I know that.
All right. Enjoy the game.
Later on. Bye.
Here's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline.